I'm with Adam Iacker from the McCook Central FFA chapter in South Dakota. He is an American Star Farmer finalist. Adam, could you tell me a little bit about your project?
Yeah, my SAE, I guess, kind of over the years has come pretty diverse in two areas. One of the main ones that I probably take the most pride in is in my herd of registered Simmental and Sim Angus cattle. In tandem, I've also incorporated about 82 acres of tillable crop ground where I rotate between corn and soybeans year after year.
Tell me, how did you get your start in the cattle and corn industry?
So basically, I guess, long-term, kind of we're planning on returning to the family farm, Iacker Simmentals, and I guess if that's where I'm hoping to end my journey, that's also where I started my journey. My grandfather was instrumental in pushing me to purchase my first show heifer when I was just 11 years old, and the crops have come about just in tandem with corn stock rotation and things like that, so that's how I got started.
What are some challenges that you have had to overcome throughout this process?
Naturally, one of the biggest challenges, there's always weather and there's always climate challenges when you're a farmer. One of my biggest challenges is just getting involved on a competitive scale within my county. I don't have quite the capital established yet to make large farm purchases. I don't have enough capital to offer a competitive rate when it comes to land rent to compete with neighbors that are on a larger scale. So that's probably my biggest issue.
On the other end of the spectrum, what has been your most valuable lesson from your SAE?
I would have to attribute that to probably just the fact of day in, day out, do what you love. If you can be persistent year after year, you're going to be successful. I had a couple years where I struggled financially, but I think now I've kind of overcome those and I've been able to stay on my feet. So I guess if I had to recommend a younger generation trying to get started as well, that you can be a businessman and you can be persistent, you will be all right.
Earlier you talked about your grandpa being one of your biggest inspirations. Can you tell me more about your grandpa?
Actually my grandpa, he just passed away about 3 or 4 years ago. He's one of those guys that he never said a lot, but when he did say something, you always listened. Whenever I'm in a hard time, I just always think, what would my grandfather do?
What are some of your future plans?
Currently, I attend South Dakota State University up in Brookings, South Dakota. Should be graduating here in December, and I'm planning on coming back to the family farm. We'll be rolling right into calving season, and I can't wait to be on this business venture with my father.
What would it mean to you if you were named the American Star Farmer?
I think almost everybody knows what it would mean to me. It'd mean the world, but honestly, I think it would mean more to small town Salem, South Dakota. I've gotten just overwhelmed with messages and texts and good luck, congratulations, and I think it would honestly mean so much to my chapter, my advisor, and my family if we did bring home the W.
That was Adam Iacker from the McCook Central FFA chapter in South Dakota, one of your American Star Farmer finalists. Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg.